Good evening. Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Hope every single Leicester City fan, in fact, I hope every fan of every club, even the Forest and the Derby fans, I hope they're doing well at the moment and I hope you're keeping safe. And we didn't know whether to do a live video or not today. We haven't obviously done the Foxes Aftermath show on Sunday and we didn't do the Kit Room show. There's no football, as we all well aware, to talk about, and the world seems a bit of a funny old place at the moment. But we've listened to what you guys have been saying, and we think if it's all right with you, we are going to do a fan zone show tonight. We're going to talk about who we think. I know some of you might think we're being flippant, but we're not. We thought there's still room in our lives to have a bit of a chat, have a bit of a banter. Hopefully, we're going to have a bit of a laugh tonight. Hopefully, you're going to enjoy that. And as they would say, keep calm and carry on. We're all Leicester. So we want to know your views on who is the best ever Leicester City winger. And in tonight's fan zone, that's what we want your views on. My name is Phil. This is still the Monday night fan zone show. Yes, good evening. Welcome to Monday Night Fan Zone Show. No football, as we all know, to talk about. So we are going to debate who is the best ever Leicester City. And tonight we're going to do winger. It's a great debate. And I know lots of you will have lots of comments on there. So please do put it on there. Somebody on YouTube. We are live on YouTube. We are live on Facebook. We are live on Periscope and Twitter. C96IM, what a username you've got there, mate, says, I hate to say it, but I think it is Riyad Mahrez by an absolute mile. Good evening, Richard Wilson. How are you? Anthony Howard saying, with a winky smile at the end there, Demarai Gray, best ever winger in the club's history. Andy Medhurst, always having to make us laugh. Jam over on Twitter. Periscope, in fact, says, I'm going to kick it off with Steve Guppy. I think Steve Guppy is, without a shadow of a doubt, in the mix. I think Riyad Mahrez is in the mix. Bubba, let's get Bubba's on there, says Lenny Glover. Now, Bubba, I may look old, but I ain't old enough to remember Lenny Glover. So I know a lot of older Leicester fans have said Lenny Glover is in the mix. If anybody wants to come in on the live on the camera, I'm going to put an invite. I'm just copying it now. Bear with. I'm just copying this invite and I'm going to put it into the chat section there. So all of you should be able to see the link if you want to come in and tell me why Lenny Glover is there. Terry Fuller is saying Lenny Glover. Terry, tell me why. I want to put your comments in there. Why is Lenny Glover in the mix for the best ever winger? Andy Medhurst, here's another name that's got to be considered. Keith Weller. I am old enough to remember seeing Keith Weller. And what a player. I was there the day he wore those white tights. He had his ups and downs like Riyad Mahrez. He was in and out. He threw his dummy out the pram and also went on a bit of a strike. So anybody who's saying Keith Weller must remember that he only did the same pretty much as Riyad Mahrez did. He's in the mix. 11 Tooney, I've got to agree with you here. Ooh, Tommy Wright. He's in the mix for me as well. Listen, I've got people already joining us, so I'm going to add them into the mix. You keep getting your comments in there. Somebody has said, it's somebody on a Facebook user. I'm going to bring Chappers straight in. Chappers, come on. Somebody from Facebook has just said the one and only.
Lloyd Dyer.
What do you reckon?
Listen, right, I'm going to put this out right now. This is a banter show, and you said to me to pick a winger, but you can't pick the same as everyone else has picked on this show tonight.
Right? That's right.
So I'm putting that out there now. If I couldn't have picked Mahrez, who was picking second, Dyer is what I said, and you lot laughed, right? But here's the banter part. I don't mean Lloyd Dyer. I mean Nathan Dyer.
Oh,
because Nathan Dyer is the only other winger that's won the Premier League with Leicester. And I think he scored one of the most important goals that season, which, if you remember, when we come back against Aston Villa from 2-0 down in September of 2015, I think it was nearer the start of the season. I'm pretty sure he got the goal to win it, didn't he?
He got a very important game, didn't he? That header where he got clattered.
Yeah, that's right. And Jim, remember the liaison Jim at the ground lost his mind, didn't he?
With that was that the match where Jim went mental?
That's the game, isn't it? So I think without that, the Fearless Foxes wouldn't have gone on to the run that they did. So there you go. There's my take on that.
Well, that's absolutely great. Dustin, here's another name. Chappers, do you remember Lee Philpott?
I just about remember Lee Philpott. Yeah, I'm 33. So
I don't like to say it, but he was all cool. His nickname was Pissbot. That's what everybody used to call him, as far as I know. But he was decent in his own time, Lee Philpott.
Yeah, to be honest with you,
he's not in the mix, is he?
No, I don't think so. Someone said earlier Lillian Nallis, but I don't remember him being a winger.
Lillian Nallis wasn't a winger. Listen, we've got two more people joining us on the stream link that I've put out there. It is James and Neil, who do the Kit Room show. Chaps, how are you? James, let's start with you.
Riyad Mahrez.
That's it. One word answer. That James, that's all he's come on to say is Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah, helped win the league. Got a dynamite left foot, the magician. Yes, he had a tantrum, but as you said, so did Weller. But I don't think we've ever come close to him. I think we've always tried to replace him with a winger as good, but we've just got no one as good.
Yeah. You've just used your trump card before we've even been able to do anything.
Guys, listen, it is a first debate, and I want one word answer from all of you. How do you say Riyad Mahrez's name? I always say Riyad Mahrez. Am I the only one?
Mahrez.
So it's Mahrez for me and Mahrez for you lot.
Pretty much.
Must be a look of thing.
It must be because I'm posh. That's what it is, chaps.
I didn't want to say anything, Phil.
You must be right, Leicester lads. That's what it is. Listen, James is going for Riyad Mahrez or Mahrez. Neil, who's your shout? And it's got to be more sensible than Lloyd Dyer, Nathan Dyer.
Hang on, they're two different players.
Well, yes. But you can't. I don't think either qualify in the best ever Leicester City
winger. Who else did you want me to say? I couldn't have Mahrez.
Well, I think there's... Right, Neil, come on. Sort this out.
So, out of all the wingers I've seen over the years, which is about four, that's the amount of time I've been alive, the best outside of the people that have been mentioned is definitely Mark Albrighton. Because that's, in my opinion, for what he's done, the fact that he's still in the squad and still producing, maybe not to the extent that he did when he won the league, I think his role will be overlooked. Not to us Leicester fans, but in the grand scheme of the 2016 season, the amount of assists and the amount his work rate and the way that he played, I just can't see past him. Of course, Mahrez is always going to take the plaudits, and rightfully so. But remember, game in, game out, he was the one that used to start the games as well. And that was a hard position at the time that we need to fill. And if we didn't have that person in that position, I'm not sure we would have done as well in that season. Everybody, the Kantes, the Mahrezes, Vardys will always get the shouts, but I think Mark Albrighton is up there as probably one of the contenders of the best winger I've ever seen play for Leicester City.
So, guys, what I'm going to say about Mark Albrighton is I'm a massive fan of Mark Albrighton, big fan, and he has won the Premier League with Leicester, so that is hard in a way to see past him. I would be, I don't know how many of you four guys saw Steve Guppy play, because I would say Mark Albrighton and Guppy are very similar players.
Yeah.
I would probably say Gupster was probably a better crosser of the ball, but I think all-round game Mark Albrighton perhaps nudges it.
Yeah, I think so. But you saying Gups was a better crosser of the ball, I think he had more options at the other end of the ball in the air. You had Emil Heskey and Stevie Claridge, who were both fantastic, I think, in the air compared to what we've got. We don't have an aerial threat, to be honest with you. Vardy's not bad up front, but in the air, but we haven't got that threat in the air, to be honest. I don't think we've had that for a while.
No, I hear what you're saying there, Chappers. Neil, James, did you either of you two see Gupster play as well? Or are you
James
too young?
Away.
I want to say I'm too young, but I'm not.
Oh,
yes, I saw him play. his crosses were unbelievable. As Lee said, we had strikers that could head a ball.
Yeah.
Vardy's great on the deck, but in the air, he's not as prolific. And if you've got someone that can head a ball, then I've said this many times, all Brighton would be even better. Because if you can pinpoint across to anyone, if he can get it on someone's head, we'll score more goals.
Yeah. As Ross just says on the chat there, that Guppy was left-footed. I'll always never forget that goal. I think, was it against Chelsea? He just cut in inside and smashed it. We've all seen that goal. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's what Ross is talking about. That's fantastic. Guppy's goal.
Yeah.
But let's not forget that Mark Albrighton scored one. First of all, the first goal we've ever scored in the Champions League.
Correct.
And also, he scored probably one of the most pivotal goals that we've had, which was the second goal against Sevilla as well. So them goals probably in the Champions League aspect probably play quite a big position, which people do forget about. And again, Steve Guppy wasn't really my era. But again, it's quite hard to overlook how big and of an impact Mark Albrighton has played. Bearing in mind, he was coming in for a player that was a fan favourite and in Anthony Knockaert. And to knock off a player from that position and to exceed his expectations, again, is something that, bearing in mind, we got him for free from Villa. It's something that it can't really be looked over.
That's,
I know,
mad,
with comparing somebody like Mahrez, is going to be a different story, a one in a million player, and of course he's going to get the pundits he deserves, which we'll probably get onto later. But I think Albrighton definitely deserves a look in for this. And I think the more you look into it and the more details you realise, and oh yes, he scored the Champions League goals. Oh yes, he stayed in that team and he didn't lose that position at the left wing when winning the league. It's crucial to our game. And the work rate he gives us is probably one of the most hardworking players I've ever seen.
He's a machine, Neil. He's an absolute machine, Mark Albrighton. He gives 110% no matter what. Even if he's having a poor game, you know he's giving it everything that he can possibly give. You'll never get a poor effort out of Mark Albrighton.
Right, listen, lads, I'm going to try something. This is so impromptu tonight's show. I want to know from the viewers, people, all the fans who are watching, whether they think it Albrighton or Guppy. So if they can put the things in there. Now, let's see if this will work. I want you to put your right hand up like this if you think it's Albrighton and your left hand if you think it's Guppy. Okay, you got that?
Right.
You got that? We're right hand up.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Right hand up.
Right hand for Albrighton.
Right hand for Albrighton, left hand for Gupster. Okay, you ready? After three, one, two, three. So I'm Albrighton, chappers.
Albrighton.
Neil?
I can't remember Steve Guppy.
So you're Albrighton.
I'm
James?
Albrighton.
Guppy.
Well, that's 3-1. Mark Albrighton ahead of Guppy. Now, the next one I want to suggest to people, Craig Pearson is saying it's Guppy. Kevin is saying it's Guppy. Lee is saying it's Guppy. So I don't know. Maybe it's a bit split there. But guys, the next one I want to talk about then, obviously,
Premier League winner, lads. Come on.
Yeah, well, chappers, I would agree with you. Mark Albrighton won the Premier League, did well in Champions League, been a fantastic. I think Albrighton is better than Guppy. But hey, listen, it's a bit split. We had Mark Albrighton and Riyad Mahrez in the same team. Now, they're very different types of wingers, guys. How do you talk about them? Let's start with Neil on Mahrez, because you can remember him.
If you get my screen right, it would be brilliant.
Yeah, I know. Right.
So, with what he did and the magic that he did, it's just brilliant. There's a reason why there's all sorts of compilations online for him. Yes, he wasn't the best at defending. Yes, at times he did look a bit lazy on the ball and he did slot play. But I've just never seen a player be able to take on a player and take on 2-3 players and just get past them at once. And it's just something that I didn't think I'd ever say at Leicester City, that other teams would look at our players and look at a player like that and go, right, I won in my team. Like the year we won the league, people from Arsenal, Manchester United, all these teams were going, we want him in our team. Even when we had players like Lineker and Heskey, that never happened. Well, it was a record fee for Heskey, but the way that he plays, the way that he gets the ball and just has the ability to shred a player. Now he's just taken his game onto the next level when he's gone onto Man City. And he gave Ben Chilwell the absolute runaround when he was playing at their ground. So you can't really upset. It is a bit upsetting as well the way he left. Yeah. And that's why he occasionally gets boos from the fans when he plays at home. But such is the nature of the player, but that's kind of what made him special at the same time. When these players are close to genius, they have this arrogance and cockiness about them that sometimes they cross over too much, but it's about finding the line. And to be fair, a lot of the time he did really, really well for us. And again, I think he scored quite a few crucial goals in the Champions League as well. I think against, I want to say, Copenhagen or Porto when we played at home, he got the only goal in a 1-0 win. So he's had loads and loads of impact throughout the full team. The only criticism really would be the defensive aspects, which Mark Albrighton gives you. But apart from that, it's arguably, without doubt, the best player that's ever played.
Leicester. Yeah. But unfortunately, though, Neil, although Magic Mahrez, as he was, unfortunately, I still think that he has tainted his legendary status at the club through really just being Mardy, because he was terrible. The time he wanted to go, he didn't turn up for training. And what about that time when he just jacked in his international duties to go to an airport to get a deal?
Chappers, I think that might calm down over time. Because as I said before, Keith Weller did exactly the same back in the 70s and is very, very fondly looked upon.
Football was different then, though, Phil. There was no social media. There was no mass media to follow all this stuff. Football wasn't as big of a game as it is now. I don't think it will be forgotten. Sorry, I disagree.
Yeah, you might be right. And let's not forget, Danny Drinkwater took his tent down to Chelsea's training ground and camped outside. But everyone seems to forget that.
Well, I think a lot of Leicester fans... Yeah. I think a lot of Leicester fans don't give Danny Drinkwater the time of day now, if I'm honest.
He's got to feel sorry for him because of the way his career has gone as well.
Oh.
I wouldn't say it's a positive thing, but it's an example of if you leave Leicester to a bigger club, it's not always going to go as well. So Maguire isn't on that same level. Danny Drinkwater's career has unfortunately just gone down and downhill. I can't see him playing in the Premier League again, to be honest, unless he really ducks his wages and goes somewhere.
Yeah, it's a terrible career. He's played 3 times in 3 years and been paid £30 million.
Lads. Well, this is not the Danny Drinkwater debate tonight. This is who is the best ever winger.
Okay.
Calm down.
We'll do that on another show. We can do that on another show, Phil, maybe. Maybe we could do the biggest flop.
Biggest flop ever. Yeah, we could. Yeah. That would be a debate, chappers.
That did well at Leicester and then moves and doesn't do so well.
Just on that part, I saw the Leicester City legends and Guppy still got it. And I saw Lee Chapman on the other wing, and he's the worst winger I've ever seen.
Don't start. I was covering with a knee. This is not...
Listen, I've got a few fans' comments in here, which I want to come on to, and I'm going to ask James a stat, because James, you're stato for us tonight, and I'm sure you know the answer. Do you want a heads up on the question is about Steve Guppy and England? So have a think about that, James. Let's get some of these comments on here. Mahrez was the best player Leicester have ever made, but he was a lazy so-and-so. Should have read that comment maybe before I put it on screen. Mahrez is the best down player to ever worn the Leicester City shirt, Imtiaz. I've got to agree with the Imtiaz. He is my best ever player. So I think that's fine. Anthony says, really, Phil?
Better than Vardy?
Schmeichel or Kante or... What? Phil, come on. Talk to me.
Riyad Mahrez, in my opinion, is the most skillful, best ever player. I'm not saying he's my favourite ever player. You get the difference. I think he's the most skillful player I've ever seen in a Leicester shirt.
You said a couple of things there. So you said most skillful, which I think we'd all agree with, but then best player is something else as well.
Oh, well, it depends what you define best as, isn't it?
Welcome everyone to the Leicester flip-flop show with Phil Holloway.
Listen, shut up. Stop pulling me up on my issues. Here's a question for you, James. Steve Guppy was called up for England, something that Albrighton hasn't done, although he deserves to get a call up. James, is my memory mad? But I thought Mark Albrighton did get into one England squad. Did he not?
No.
I don't believe so. No. I know Guppy did. He played it. Did he play for West... At West Brom's ground, I think he came on as sub against...
Did he score as well?
No. Was it Leicester's David Nugent did that, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
He got one. I think one at one goal.
I think Jamie Vardy scored.
Jamie Vardy in the 2-3 against Germany.
Cheeky back heel.
So, Richard Anthony, by the way, this is a debate for another day. Cambiasso was the best ever player in a Leicester shirt. I'm not having that either. He was good.
He's won the biggest trophy in a Leicester shirt.
Yeah.
Right. That's another debate. We're back to the winger.
No great escape without him. No Premier League trophy without him.
Yes. Come on then. Tommy Wright. Who remembers Tommy Wright?
No, now you're showing your age.
I remember James? Tommy Wright whipping the ball Tommy into Wright. Rooster Russell.
Only reason I know Tommy Wright is because my mate at work, Lee Clayton, is probably watching this because I think he just chatted in the comments there. Tommy Wright. That's the only reason why I know Tommy Wright. Maybe I'm too young for that. I don't know.
That was he good? Tommy Wright is, for me, chappers, Tommy Wright is one of those legendary type players in the fact that at the time, he was just like such a fan's favourite. The Ooh, Tommy Wright, it was back in the days of standing behind the goal in the cop.
Yes.
And if for those people who haven't stood on a proper terrace as a Leicester fan, when you've got, I think the cops held, well, we used to be squeezed into Pen 2 and Pen 3, but there was probably, I would guess in the whole of the cop, maybe 5,000 fans. But when you're squeezed in there and everybody's doing Ooh, Tommy Wright like that, it is an absolutely amazing atmosphere. And there was days like Cambridge away in the playoffs, Cambridge at home. There was games where Tommy Wright just was, he was a real fans player, if you know what I mean. When you see Riyad Mahrez and some of these, you know, waltzing around, Tommy Wright was just one for the fans.
Was there two Tommy Wright footballers at the same time?
I think we had a younger Tommy Wright more recently, but who didn't really get far in the team. James, do you remember Tommy Wright?
Yeah, I was in SK2 when we beat Cambridge 5-0. I nearly died.
We were probably next to each other, James. I didn't know you then. It was chaos. I was either SK2 or 3. I think I was SK2 because it was the
thing I remember about that game is that Malcolm Heggs saved me from being probably crushed to death. But what a night that was. Yeah, Tommy Wright, Rooster Russell, the great days. Everyone remembers at Filbert Street. That's the memory I'll always live by. And he could cross a ball.
He was fantastic. I just think Tommy Wright he perhaps didn't do it at the highest level for Leicester long enough. He did go off to Middlesbrough. I think it was Middlesbrough.
What year are we talking here? About
It was Cambridge was one of the first playoff semi-finals. James, go on, find out for us, James. I think it was, I'm going to have a guess.
I'm 86, mate, so it's difficult to remember something like that. I was only 4.
I would guess it was 90. Well, the Silence of the Lambs was 94, wasn't it? So that was... It might be 91, 92. You might be right, chappers. So around that, if anybody knows, put the comments in there. Lee Clayton is watching. 92. There you go, chappers.
Yeah, there you go.
And there is Lee Clayton, who you say you know, chappers.
Yeah, he's my Royal Mail colleague.
Says, remember him tearing Cambridge in the semi-final 5-0. It was absolutely amazing. Keith is saying it's SK2, it's Pen 2. It's not SK2. I know, well, Pen 2, that's exactly right. It'll always be Pen 2. That's what... but I think the old numbers above it used to be SK2 at the back of the old stand, Keith, if my memory is right.
I like the fact that we've got some proper old-school Leicester fans that watch this show as well.
Oh, I think there's lots of... Lee Clayton is saying it's 92. So's Joanna. There's lots of old school fans, which is why we can debate Gupster, why we can debate Tommy Wright. I don't think Tommy Wright is in the running, if I'm honest with you guys.
I suggest somebody? Sorry, just for the future, I've just had a thought. If we skip this, say we're having the same debate in 5 years, including Harvey Barnes in this?
Oh, God, yeah, because he's just growing and growing and growing. That kid's going to be an England international at some point. I mean, he's only getting better and better.
I think you certainly can't include Harvey Barnes in tonight's debate.
Yes.
Because he certainly is not there. And I've got to be fair with you, Neil, I think his end product is very dubious at times. Yes. And
it's got some good goals behind him so far. I mean, can't deny that.
Guys, can I ask you about Harvey Barnes? Does anybody feel he might be a longer-term replacement for Jamie Vardy? You remember when Arsene Wenger turned Thierry Henry from a winger into a striker? Is there a chance we might do that with Harvey Barnes?
No.
anybody think there's a chance?
James, no. You were going to say something about that.
His scoring's got to change. His conversion rate's quite low. But that'll come with time. So, yeah, he could be a direct replacement. He's got the pace. His decision-making can be a bit to be desired at times. But that comes with coaching. So, yeah, I give it 2 to 3 years, as the lads say. If we play for England, it'll be top. Whether he stays with us the next few years will probably be a different discussion at times. But he's a lot better than Damari Gray, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Barnes, Andy Madhurst says Barnes will get better with James Justin behind him, which did look quite good. Anthony is saying Nacho will be the replacement for Vardy. I'm not sure. Saying James Justin is the Luton Town Cafu. But he does look good. Does look good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, Chappers. You're saying about 5 years' time. What about Ndidi? Because I know he's had a bit of a poor season so far, but that's probably fitness, to be quite honest with you. But even though before the injuries and stuff, he's still been very, very good this season. I've been slated, to be fair, because I've done a couple of promotional videos and stuff out there. And I said that I think Ndidi's on par with Kante when Kante was at Leicester. I'm not saying that he's as good as Kante right now, but I'm saying, since he's been at Leicester, he has been very, very good, if not as good as Kante. I think there's potential there for him to be better than Kante. What do you guys think of that?
Neil, do you want to
talk about wingers? But yeah, I get what you mean.
Chappers has derailed us up again.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Go on, end it, chap.
This season has proved to us, because he's been consistent in the team for the last couple of years since he came in 2016, with the coaching and development, especially with Kolo Touré coming in, Ndidi has just taken his game to the next level. And as much as I love Hamza and as Mendy, as good as he is, the difference is just miles apart. Now, Hamza can get there and he plays a slightly different role. But from a Ndidi perspective, I've just not seen, even in the division this season, a better player in that CDM role. Yes, you've got Jorginho, that's a bit ability to spin a ball and stuff like that. If there's any, it's just his ability to screen that back four. And he just works so well that the trust the players have around him, the only player you can compare it to is Kante when we won the Premier League, which, lads, I've got this. Don't worry, I'll get the ball for you and send it forward. So they've kind of got a weight off their shoulders. Madison isn't dropping back as much. Tillemans isn't dropping back as much. They can go forward and do the things that they love and what they're better at, which is the creative aspect. So it's his role in the team, which is, I think, just fantastic. And it lets the other players, as a squad, we are just better with Ndidi in by quite a big distance as well.
Yeah.
Guys, we're getting off that topic again.
Well, no, we're not, because in a way we're going back round in circle now, because I was just saying that Ndidi is the reason why we play better up front. And I think when we had Kante, was probably the reason for Mahrez to be as good as he was, because we know that his defending was poor. And with N'Golo Kante sweeping everything up for him, he could just do what he does best, which is take people on and show his skills. And that's exactly what he did. And like you said, Phil, it was probably the most skillful player to ever grace the Leicester shirt.
Chaps, I can't talk about Lenny Glover. A lot of people have said he's in there, so it's hard to judge. And it's also hard to judge. There's not a lot of footage on YouTube of Lenny Glover. So I think us four, to be fair, will be struggling to argue a case for Lenny Glover. Do we all agree there?
Mm.
Yeah.
Keith Weller. James, are you old enough to... You're not old enough to remember Keith Weller,
no.
Are you?
No.
So our first story is we've been to the night, haven't we? The book signing and stuff as well. You know, but...
And
should
I did.
Have,
well, yes. What a good call that would be. I would. Keith Weller was great, but like Chappers has said, it was a bit of a different era, to be honest. And my memories of him is that he was amazing, but I can't put him ahead. We're going to have to try and pick somebody. If you're going to sum up, Chappers, who's in your contention and who do you probably think you're going to win on this one? Best ever winger.
James has got the winner.
Well, no, you can say Riyad Mahrez if that's who you think it is. We're allowed
Yeah, he is. I already said that, Phil, at the very start of the show. If I could choose Mahrez, I would have chosen him.
So you'd be Mahrez
all day long.
Neil?
Mahrez.
You look a bit sad about that, Neil. Like, oh, it's no, Riyad Mahrez.
There's certain positions which you can argue about. Right back is a good example. Striker, you can't really do. But because Mahrez is so potent and because of the story of we're getting him for 400K and the chances are it's never going to happen again, it's just the whole bit behind that and him coming through, winning the league, staying with us, and just seeing him develop into a better player as well when he left Leicester City, you can't really look past it. So that's why nobody's really in the comments has been screaming for another player. Yes, they're saying for Guppy, but they're not saying Guppy ahead of Mahrez. I don't think they're saying that.
James, we know who you want, which is fine.
Mahrez all day long. I've never seen a Leicester player take a ball down like he does and does with the ball. Remember Man City away when they won the league? That's when we started to believe when he scored that goal. Wasn't even on that wing that he usually scores from, it from the other wing. And the goal against Chelsea, is just unbelievable. Yeah, off the pitch, he was dreadful. I get that. But a lot of players are that are great on the pitch, are very arrogant off the pitch, and it just lets them down, I think.
So definitely not Gazelle, then? Is it Gazelle?
No.
Rather put Gray in.
As I said to you guys earlier, if Julian Lewis don't win this, it's a travesty of justice.
Yeah, that's another one, isn't it? Worst ever wingers. Worst ever wingers. It sounds like it is Riyad Mahrez. I'm going to read out some of the fans' comments, see if they thought it was him or not. Craig is not impressed, but Craig, I'm not sure who else you would think it could be. Well, let's... Diabate says, DL over on YouTube. Mark Charles is saying, no, not to Mahrez. Guppy all day long, then all Brighton. So not everybody's going to agree with us. I think we've chucked them out there. Gareth says, I agree that Mahrez is talented, but not a traditional winger, which he does have a point. And by the way, is it me or does Gareth Chapman look a bit like a young Alex Ferguson there? Mm. Anyway.
Relatively?
Pardon?
What, any relationally?
what was that got to do with me?
Gareth Chapman. Mahrez.
I thought he was relating the lookalike situation to
him. Oh, right. Neil Bennett says, Mahrez, why so many boos? I would agree with you on that, Neil, but I think I know why fans...
he's the tainted
why fans
one.
Do it. He's tainted with it.
He's the tainted love, isn't he?
It is. Listen, guys, thanks, Chappers, Neil.
Oh, we've really got to go. James. Is there anything else we can talk about?
Well, there will be, but we'll do other ones. You come up with some more ideas what we can do while there's no blooming football on, guys. And
okay,
thanks for joining us.
Just one thing.
Go on then.
A good topic for the future. Which Leicester player could keep a toilet roll up in the air the longest?
You had to go there, didn't you?
Phil, is there any more prizes on the website yet? Could you change them from? Because I don't really need any more Everard's Tiger, but I could do with some Andrex or some running out.
We'll see what we've got. Listen, guys, thank you very much for joining us, you three. I'm going to let you go.
Right, no cheers.
See you later. So thanks for the lads for joining us, the three of them there. What it was brilliant to have them on. Brilliant to get all your comments on there. I'm going to get the last views up there. Gareth is saying it's all Brighton for him. Mark Charles is saying about Lee Hendry, trying to get his comments up there. Craig says Mahrez was good for 5 minutes in the game. Steve Guppy or Jordan Stewart, says Josh over on YouTube. Neil saying, great chat, lads. Good to be back. Thanks, Neil. Like I said, we didn't know whether to do this tonight or not, but hopefully you've had a bit of fun. We've certainly enjoyed doing it, having a bit of chat. MTR says, stay safe. I agree with you. And that is generally the message for everybody. Keep safe. Try and keep a smile on your faces, everybody. And, just be good. Thanks, everybody. From me, Phil, from Leicester Fan TV. We'll catch up with you soon. We'll be doing some more of these, if that's all right with you guys. Keep the faith, chaps and chapesses.